The White House Report.
This is April Ryan at the White House.
The issue really here today is about an attempt to end legal immigration to the United States. They say build a wall so that people won't come and create a dangerous situation to you, harm to you. Okay, and they say they won't take away your jobs. Well, okay, so why are you eliminating the diversity visas? Those folks come here vetted, educated, come to America, and this legal way, what does that have to do with someone taking away your job or with you being in peril? Number two, for every dreamer that gets a green card, here's the deal they really want. They want to take away a visa from an American citizen being able to bring their brother, from an American citizen being able to bring their mom, from a mom being able to bring the grandparents of her children to America. They want a one-to-one. There's a zero-sum game. Stop legal immigration to the United States.
So basically what you're saying, this is not being worked out in good faith, and what was rumored or alleged about Norway versus El Salvador,
it's
Haiti,
true.
In Africa.
Look, don't you see that when the president uttered those words, he ripped the veneer of the falsehood of his own statements? I mean, it was always about, we got to stop those people from coming in because they pose a danger to you, right? And to America, they might be terrorists. By the way, we don't want them coming here and taking away your jobs. But I guess it's okay if you're from Norway, right? It really was about what he considered to be people that shouldn't come to America, people of color that shouldn't come to America. Think diversity visas, and then think sub-Sahara Africa, okay? Now, they talk about chain migration. The people who did come here before came in chains to this country. And now that they're able to come,
they were drug in chains.
As free men and women with a visa, a green card, and a pathway to American citizenship, no, they can't come.
So lastly, you said something very interesting, Congressman Gutierrez. You said, if this was about the wall to fix this,
right,
and allow dreamers to stay,
right,
you yourself,
right,
Hispanic,
right,
heritage,
right,
you would build a wall?
I'd go, look, if it's me be placing a brick for every kid that's free, then let me start placing them. This is about lives in America. Think about how hard it is to live, and then think about the threat and the terror and the uncertainty every day that somebody's going to take away your work permit, that somebody's going to come and rip you from the arms of your parents and your family and deport you back to a country you don't even know. You came here when you were 2. You are 25 today. You know nothing about that country. You have pledged allegiance to one flag, the one of the United States of America. English as your language. This is your country, except for a piece of paper. Hell yeah, I'm going to put a brick if they're going to be able to be free. And then we'll see how long that wall stays up.
April Ryan, AURN News.